Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best, and that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's podcast. So, this week I have a very special guest who is my friend, Alex Garza Madalena. Okay, so our best friends, Alex and Michael, they live here in Nashville now, and they just came over to bring their son Julian to play with Ford because we're neighbors now. And I was like, you know, Alex, I really want to do a podcast with you, but I know that you don't like doing podcasts. And she said, oh, no, I do.
Now I do. So I changed my mind.
Here we are. If there were literally five people that I could have chosen when I first started my podcast to do a podcast with, I would have 100% have picked Alex, because she literally has one of the most amazing success stories and just literally like such a from the ground up awesome story of growing this amazing online business. And I feel like she has just so much lesson and so much wisdom in this space, but I just didn't think I was going to be able to get her on this podcast, and here she is.
Thanks.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself or should I introduce you?
Whatever you want.
Okay, I'm going to introduce Alex. And then if I leave some things out, because sometimes when you're introducing your friends, I feel like you tell the things that you know. But you guys, I mean, a lot of you probably know Alex. But in case you don't, Alex has built an amazing online business that's basically a guide to inspire women to live a life they love, which goes along with the Living Fully message and everything. So Alex has a YouTube channel. She has an amazing brand called Good to Be. And she has an Instagram account that has over 400,000 followers. She's just a pretty ballin' influencer and businesswoman. So I also left out that she is married to Michael, and she has a 1.5. Can you believe we almost have 2-year-olds?
I know. I can't say it.
An almost 2-year-old named Julian. So we decided to do today's podcast on kind of how to like live fully while achieving your dreams, because Alex has achieved some pretty amazing dreams.
I'm almost done talking, but I just have to intro this story with one more thing, because this is such a cool piece of her journey. Because if you guys are people that are listening to this podcast and you're thinking, there's no way that I can get to that level, and there's no way that I can grow a business of this magnitude because I didn't do this, or I don't have a college degree, or I blah, 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 then Alex's story is for you. Because, you know, people say you need certain things. Well, here Alex is with this amazing, huge business. And she was just telling me about, like, in high school. Tell me this story. I want you to explain this story because it's just so awesome and just such a testament of where you can come from.
Yeah. So speaking of no college degree, we don't have one. I don't have one. So in high school, I just felt like it wasn't for me, and I knew it wasn't for me. And I think a lot of teenagers that are more like creative go through that. And I couldn't pretend and I couldn't fake it. So come graduation, everyone's graduating, and I get called into a meeting with my mom and the principal and some teachers. And they're like, yeah, she's not graduating. Like, she's got to rewrite these papers. She's failing, all this stuff. There was a lot of tears. And I was like, okay, what do I have to do? So I ended up having to go to school for like 2 or 3 weeks longer than everyone else. Everybody else had graduated, and I would drive up like the little rebel that I was. I wouldn't park. I wouldn't park in a parking spot. I'd park like up in the front and be like, I'm over this. I'd walk in. I didn't wear my uniform because we had to wear uniforms, but I just had to get through those final weeks. And it was just back to back, like people not thinking I was going to amount to a lot in my school life, at home life was different, but school, I felt like an outsider that was destined to fail.
And here you are now, sitting at this table with a huge business, probably in the top 1% of anyone that graduated from that high school class on time.
I don't know, maybe.
On time. So like that image is just really inspiring of you having to literally like walk with your class with an empty envelope with no diploma in there. Because they said you had failed.
Yeah. And I was used to it at that point. I had been like years and years of that, just kind of feeling like the failure. And like, I don't know if this happened for you, but like, I can remember being in school and being like, none of these topics or these subjects interest me. Yeah. So like, what is my job going to be? What was I going to do? I had no idea.
So, and then, you know, if you had just taken that and been like, you know what? Yeah, okay, I'm a failure. You wouldn't have created the life that you have now. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And what I think is so fascinating and something that's such an important message, because you choose your own life. And if you let, you know, if you just sit back, and I think a lot of people, they just become complacent in their lives, and then they let society dictate who they are and what they can do and what they can achieve. And that could have happened. And it didn't. Yeah. So here you are. Okay. So you finally graduate high school and all of your friends are going to college and you're like, what do I want to do? I know I don't like this like traditional school route. So then you go to hair school and then you decide. So Alex has always been, which is the subject of your YouTube channel. It's a lot of beauty, a lot of fashion, like hair and makeup. You started out doing makeup, like a makeup artist and stuff like that. So you start working at Ulta. And this is like the coolest story that I love about Alex, because now she's got almost 1 million subscribers on YouTube and she has this amazing platform. But you started out working at Ulta, like writing down in this notebook, this is how much I'm making this week. This is how much I need to make to be able to quit this and start my online, you know, my YouTube channel and really take it seriously, really make a living out of it. So explain that phase, because I think that this is a tip that we're going to be able to give the audience today on these measurable goals.
So I was working at Ulta and I loved it. I loved the people there. I loved the job. But I also knew that I'm in control of my future. I really much believe that, you know, you're in charge of your own destiny. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to get this little notebook. I've always been like a planner. So I can remember the notebook. It was from J. Crew. I was really into J. Crew at the time. And I had started my YouTube channel a couple years earlier, but it was really for fun. And I think that's what most channels were at the time. It was for fun. And I had seen a couple women really grow it into a business. And maybe it was even just like building their makeup artistry business, but I was like, hey, I could do this. I really enjoyed watching it. So I was like, I'm going to really take this serious. So I got this notebook. I wrote down, I kind of like brain dumped and I wrote everything down, all my ideas for videos, for posts, just people that I would want to collaborate with on my channel, brands I'd want to work with. But I also wrote down money, because I feel like that's a big part of it. And not a lot of people like to talk about it, but it is what it is. For me to be able to quit this job that I went to school for and that I felt safe at, that I was excelling in, I was getting, you know, offers to move up in the company. And for me to be able to leave that safe spot, I knew that the money was important for me to take care of my family. I was getting married and I wanted to pull my weight. So I would write down like, okay, I want to make this much per month, every month going forward. And when I made a certain amount, I would be like, that's when I could quit. And I thought I'd probably like make that for like a couple months before I quit. But it was like the first month I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm a business owner. I'm a businesswoman in the world and I'm free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that though, because like you have to take a leap at some point in time. And I think that like, you know, picturing you write down those goals. I think a lot of people, they don't know where to start. And it's very important when you're jumping into a new arena or going for a new dream, you have to make sure that if you've got a family to take care of, I mean, you've got to have a plan in place. And yeah, a lot of people don't want to talk about money, but we need money to live. So I love that story and that image. And I think that what that teaches the audience is like, you had measurable goals to move to the next level out of that hustle phase into another hustle phase. You had very specific measurable goals.
Very specific, down to the dollar, down to the date that I wanted to hit it at, the title I would title the video. And even if those things don't end up happening exactly, I think really being specific with it can kind of, you can envision it and you can kind of have that mindset and you can really picture it. And then the ways to achieve those goals will come to you because
yeah,
you can see the end.
It was like we were talking a while ago. It was almost like you were manifesting before you knew what the word was.
I know.
Was. You didn't realize it.
I know. Now I love manifesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know the secret then.
You didn't know. You were doing it, but you didn't know it. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, you knew what you loved to do and you knew what you didn't love to do. And sometimes when people don't know exactly what they want to do with their lives, sometimes you just have to look at what you don't want to do. You knew you didn't like school. So college wasn't the route that you needed to go in. And you knew that you loved teaching people, instructing people, showing people, you know, even in the early days, like how women could live their best lives. You know, when women feel good about what they look like, they go out into the world a different kind of person, I believe. So I think that, you know, you knew what you like to do and then you went in that direction. And I think that like, don't you feel like a lot of people get caught up on thinking, this is the way I have to do this. I want to be a teacher of some sort, so I have to do it this way. I feel like you tried so many different paths and you pivoted, like you realized, you know, tell me a little bit more about that because I think that's a great lesson also.
So it was kind of at the very same time I was writing these goals about YouTube. Not that I didn't believe it, but I just knew I wanted to get out of that specific job. I knew that I was destined for a little bit more and I had something that I wanted to share with others. And so I was like, okay, you know, I love talking about makeup. I love working at Ulta. I love kind of leading these women. What else could I do that's like a leadership role? So I tried a little bit of everything. I went back to hair school for like instructor school and it just didn't feel right. And then I actually went to community college. I was like, maybe this is my next step. Maybe this is my path for education. Same thing about a year into it. I was like, this just isn't right. And I had kind of had my channel the whole time throughout that. And that's when I kind of made that connection. Like, okay, this is the way that I love sharing my voice and my tips and my knowledge with people is through the internet. And it's about something that I love. And it kind of came natural. But, you know, I think taking those opportunities and trying everything and then deciding like, hey, this works for me or this doesn't. But
I really love that because I feel like a lot of people feel like they have to have it figured out before they do it. They have to know that they're going to like community college before they sign up because they're like, it's too much money. It's too much time. Like you just jumped in and you started trying it. Was that scary? You feel like when you're in the middle of something and you realize it didn't right. Do you feel like there was any point where you were like beating yourself up over, gosh, I've wasted all this time? Or did you just kind of cut your losses and move on?
I think I'm more like that now. Back then, I was still a little bit of the rebel. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
you know?
Whatever.
So I can remember just like shutting my laptop in like, it was like all online school. I'd be like, this isn't working. I'm done with this. But I would try something else. I'd try something else. And I think now I'm a lot more cautious. But back then, I almost didn't have a lot to lose. I was in my young 20s. I didn't have a family yet. I didn't have a son yet. It was like, if this fails, it's just on me. Yeah. And I can start something else again. So at the time, I wasn't as apprehensive about changing paths as I am now. But I think also I didn't have the platform that I do now.
Right.
So it was like, yeah, no one's going to see me mess up.
But you know, okay, so you just led into, you just read my mind. Because you know what I was thinking when you were like, I didn't have anything to lose. And so you were fine to move on and move on and move on. And you found what worked for you. And you, it was like a wildfire. You grew this amazing business. You know what I think stands in a lot of people's way is they're in the middle of that community college and they're like, I can't quit. Because what are my parents going to say? I can't quit because, like, what are my friends going to say or my boyfriend or my boss? And they stay in that dang community college and their life goes on a totally different trajectory. And here we are in, like, the next phase of our business where a lot of people are watching. So I feel like, you know, there's a lesson in that. And it's when that judgment is there, how do you just ride the waves of life and, like, figure out how you love living your own life. And I think that's where the challenge comes in and where it's hard for a lot of people. So, you know, here we are. And so that's the hustle phase. And I think those are really amazing tips and tricks, like having measurable goals and pivoting, like doing things until you figure out what's right. Because this is it. I mean, this is the only life that we're going to get. And you've got to figure out what you love to do in this world or else, like, what are we doing here? Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there. And I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Lil Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Lil Critters gummy vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Lil Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Let me tell you all about something that my family has used for years. HelloFresh is a meal delivery service with farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy and fun and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. From the planning to the shopping to the prep to actually getting everyone to enjoy what you made, family dinners can be stressful. HelloFresh gets it. They make it easy by delivering fresh ingredients and picky eater approved recipes right to your door each week. My pickiest eater would probably be my oldest child, Ford, and he even loves HelloFresh meals when we make them. Back to school season comes with a lot. It means shopping, after school activities, and a lot less free time. So skip the meal planning and grocery store runs with nutritious and delicious meals from HelloFresh. Y'all know that we are all about convenience and ease around here, and HelloFresh makes our lives so easy by making cooking enjoyable for the whole family. And let me tell you about a great offer that they are offering my listeners. For a limited time, kids eat free. So go to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids to unlock this exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while the subscription is active. That's free kids meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids. Back to school season can be stressful on families. With all of the changing schedules, with practices and after school activities, it seems like everyone is constantly on the run. Let me tell you about something that will ease your mind with all the craziness of family. Life 360 is a family connection and safety app that lets you track your family members' locations in real time, so you can better coordinate, communicate, and keep track of everyone's comings and goings throughout the day. My kids, of course, are too young to have cell phones, but when they do, one day down the road, we will be using Life 360. But I've gotten familiar with the Life 360 app, and one of my favorite features is the Place Alert. Life 360 Place Alert notifications let you know when they arrive and when they leave a location, like school, practice, a friend's house, or the bus stop. You can stay connected without constantly bugging them. Life 360 has your family's back when they're on the road with all things like crash detection, emergency dispatch, roadside assistance, and driver report cards, which are perfect for those freshly licensed drivers. Coordinate the chaos of the back-to-school season with Life 360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code LIVINGFULLY to get 1 month of the gold package free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com, code LIVINGFULLY.
So here we are. Okay, so you've achieved it. You've got your YouTube channel. You're married. You're rocking and rolling. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, that second phase in life, a lot of people look at people with success and everybody thinks once I have these things, then I'm at the top of the mountain. I've achieved it. I'm going to be happy. But there's like a whole new
set of problems.
There's a whole new set of problems. There's a whole new thing that you got to figure out. And, you know, speaking of judgment, because we are in an online space where you have judgment from strangers. You have judgment from people that know you. We're literally showing our lives, and that's just part of the game. And I feel like that's such a huge thing that we should address, because say you are that you that's back there in community college. What if somebody had said to you, you can't quit because you've already started? Then you know?
Well, I feel like that's definitely something that's happened to a lot of people, and it's happened to me too, and it still happens to me. But I've been able to kind of separate myself and really focus on myself. And I think that's the only way that I can lead my family in a positive light is if I focus on myself a little bit and know what's going to work for me and what's not. So like we were talking about earlier, just setting boundaries, and not even for other people, but also for myself. Like, hey, I'm not going to engage in that type of conversation, or I just have a no tolerance policy. You know, like I don't need the judgment. It's like my sister always says, comparison is the thief of joy. And I truly believe that. And sometimes I'll just repeat it to myself and it can help. You know what I mean? Like if other people are doing things that maybe I don't want to do or talking about things that I don't want to talk about. But I think we always have to, you know, take those other people and separate yourself from that and say, this is not the kind of life that I want to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I want to do my own thing. And I think it's okay, because it's tough to hear things, regardless of how strong you are or how much work like we've done in this space and we can finally separate ourselves from it. You still remember it. I can almost remember every bad thing anyone's ever said.
I know.
About
it does
me.
Stick.
It's really, really hard to forget those things. And it really stinks that we live in a world where that happens, but we do. And it's like, you can let it determine the direction of your life, or you cannot let it. And I always say it in a way, what's easy for me, and I feel like I talked a little bit about this, because when people go home for Christmas, like they receive judgment from people that they know in their lives, I feel like, or any holiday or anytime you're going to be around people that you haven't seen for a while. And I just say, I try my hardest, like just don't take the bait, because somebody wants you to react a certain way. And especially if it's people that know you, they know how to push your buttons. They
even
know
like
how to
unintentionally they're doing it.
Even unintentionally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Totally unintentionally. And just try and don't take the bait. So you've got somebody that you're working with that tends to say things that like set you off and make you feel a certain way. Just say it in your mind. I'll just say it in my mind. Just don't take the bait. Somebody comments something on one of my pictures about something that's really sensitive to me, like motherhood or my child or something like that. Don't take the bait. Delete it. Move on.
Yeah.
And
for me,
hard,
I think having like a morning routine has really helped that, where I kind of just sit with myself and think about my intention for the day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And being like, this is, you know, how I'm going to live my life today. Meditating, praying, yoga, even just like working out, just kind of having that time for myself, I think really helps. So I know what to engage in and what not to engage in. And
I really like that. That's a great tip.
Like really setting the tone, setting the intention. And then I can get off track during the day, but then the next morning I'm like, okay, I'm doing this again. Yeah. We're back on track.
I love that too, because I think people wouldn't think of that. People wouldn't think of like a morning routine and taking time for yourself in the morning, helping them to defer judgment.
That's your only time when you get to think about like, hey, did I act the way that I wanted to in that type of situation? Or am I being the type of person that I want to be? So I think self-reflection really helps. And I'm always trying to work on myself.
Yeah. And don't you feel like if you know who you are, which that's a lifelong journey, but if you know who you are in the present and your feet are both on the ground, it's a lot easier when someone says something about you that's not true. It's a lot easier to move on from that and not take the bait. And
it's easier to separate yourself from it and be like, okay. Now, I always hear people say like, they're going through something. That's hard for me to envision. I'm sure that's true. That's hard for me to envision, but it's easier now for me to be like, you know, I can just ignore it and move on because it's not true. Or if it's someone in my life that I, like we were saying earlier, you can't cut out of your life. You just, it's how you react to the situation and being like, that's their opinion. I accept them. but that's not how I'm going to live. And so just walking away or ending it, diffusing it.
Yeah. So it's almost like a little bit of a different, instead of focusing on them, which is the traditional way. I do feel like we hear that all the time. It's like they're going through something, which they probably are. But if you can't quite just grasp that when people say that and get over it, focus on you, like focus on yourself.
I really like that. Yeah, because it could keep me up at night being like, God, why did that person say that to me? Or why, you know, and if I just focus on myself and say, like, I'm sure I've made someone else feel that way before. And, you know, just letting things go, like really letting them go. Because that's the only person you're in charge of is yourself.
I really love that spin on it. And I think that that's an easy, achievable way for anybody listening to this, whether they're dealing with someone in their life that lives in their house with them, or a stranger on the internet, or a family member, or a person at their job. We deal with those people all the time. And is it like, is it going to halt your life? And is it going to keep you from evolving and pivoting and achieving your dreams? Or is it going to, are you going to be able to get through it? So I love that. I really love that. Okay. So now for the big question. And now we're going to speak to you, the people who in 2020, you're like, this is going to be my decade. I want to be a blogger. I want to be a YouTuber. I want to start a clothing business. I want to start a blank, you know, whatever it is that you want to start. And I just want to start this with a quick little story, because 4 years ago or so, 5 years, I don't even know however long.
Five?
Oh my gosh. Wow. How time flies. That Alex and I have been like best friends.
From the day we met.
Yeah. It really is so funny, like how people are just brought into your life. And it's so funny. You know, I thought in the back of my mind, I'd love to start a YouTube channel and I love doing makeup and all this stuff. Alex was so instrumental in that. And in fact, she was like, come over to my house. We'll film this video together. Here she is, has like hundreds of thousands of subscribers, takes a person like that's never even done YouTube before, lets me be on her channel. And Michael edited my first YouTube video for me. And like handed it to me. And y'all hardly even knew me. That to this day, I mean, you want to talk about somebody that is for other people and for helping. And I wouldn't be here where I am today if y'all hadn't done that for me that day. Well, that was just like, I mean that. That's just so amazing. So I want to start this last little segment talking about, you know, to all the people that want to get started in this space, if we want to give them some tangible tips, because we've both created businesses, all kinds of different businesses. And, you know, you hear it all the time, but there is enough room in this space, I feel like, for everyone. There really is. Don't you feel like so many people say to us all the time, I want to do this, but there's too many people doing it. Like, don't you feel
but
like
we're all different. So we all have something different to offer.
Yeah, it's so true. And so some tips like we were just talking about, I think you just really can't be a perfectionist like out the gate. You just can't overthink it. And you really just kind of have to dive in the water and pivot. And talk a little bit about like your journey in this space and Good to Be in particular, and, you know, kind of what you've learned through that.
Well, especially as, you know, as they say, an influencer, life isn't perfect and we're sharing our life. So there's no way we could be perfectionists about that. And I think that's what keeps, you know, influencers relatable and real, is that they're not sharing only perfect moments. You know, and some things you keep private. But for me, one of the biggest things was Good to Be. Like, I had this, which I thought was a great idea, to start a second business. And, you know, it was almost going into it, I knew something felt a little off, but I didn't know what. At the time, I was pregnant when we opened. I was 9 months pregnant. So I thought, after I have the baby, like, I'll feel better about it. But we started as like a wholesale clothing boutique. So I'd go to the different marts, buy these clothes, we'd take pictures in them, and we'd sell them. And for some reason, it just, like, the sales were great and people were loving it. Something felt off to me. Something felt off to Michael too. You might remember when you guys were over at our house. It was like a year ago. And Michael, like, just, he was at the end. He was like, this isn't working.
He like had a mini meltdown.
He had a meltdown. It was like, he had a breakdown. It was like, the way that things are going, this isn't helping us. Yeah. It isn't serving others. This, we can't keep doing this. It's just not, something fell off to him too.
But what's crazy is that y'all were hugely successful.
It was successful. Yeah, it was doing great. But just, we both knew it wasn't in our hearts. And it was almost kind of like we were thinking, well, when is this going to end? Because we can't do this forever. Like, just, it wasn't for us. And so, me being the person that I am was like, well, there's no way. Like, I'm just going to let this downfall, you know? So that's where the pivoting comes in. And this is kind of like my biggest lesson in pivoting. I was like, I have to change this to be something that I find is more valuable for others and that I enjoy doing and that I can see myself doing long term and scale. So we really had to pivot. We really had to change the brand. I think a lot of people could look at it as a failure, especially online. But I think the way that we spoke about it and the way that we shared it really helped get our message across that was like, hey, I think the reason you guys like Good to Be is what it stands for, like good to be living a life that you love. And by just selling you clothes, we're not doing that. So we totally changed and we now sell loungewear that has meaningful, inspiring, positive messages, positive vibes. We donate to different charities other month. We collaborate with other women. Doing that, it might seem like a small change to someone watching, but to me, our whole business has changed. The way that we work is totally different. It was starting a new business under the same name. And so instead of looking at it as a failure, I just look at it as pivoting. And now that I've gone through it, I know I could like pivot anytime I need to, because it's just really about your mindset.
And the thing is like traditional success, you can be a person that's listening to this that's like, I'm making enough money to live in this job. Like, is this right? But there's just some undercurrent of this doesn't feel right. And I want more. And I want to feel good about what I'm putting out into the world. Yeah. To pivot like when you're in the middle of success, that's wild. I love that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm still changing all the time. Like, sometimes I'll have new ideas and I'll think about it for a while and they'll be like, okay, that won't fit. Like, I really have to be slow with my ideas with Good to Be. And that's hard because like we were talking about, you see other people doing it and you're like, man, I want to come out with new pieces every week and be doing this and this and hiring a bunch of people, but that's not my story. And I need to be aware of that and just be like, this is what I want for my life. And for me, I just want it to come naturally and easily and feel right and feel like it's an extension of me and not so much like treating it as this is a business, you know?
Well, coming back to what we were talking about a while ago, if you can be centered in yourself and not worry about like all that outside stuff, you can have success in your life, in your business.
Yeah.
Really in anything.
Yeah. I saw this other business that I have looked up to. They were like a small business and they now have like, I don't know, 50 employees. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get started. Like I need to start hiring you. I need to do this. And then I thought about it for like a week and I was like, that's not what I want. I never want that. Like I love what our job is now. And I love how we can work online with other people and how we can kind of keep this small and keep it like community-based. And I was like, that might seem glamorous, but that's not really what I want for my life. So just really like keeping your vision clear, not worrying about what others are doing. It's hard, but I think it helps you stay balanced.
Yeah. I love that. And it's all like the way that you look at things, like what lens you choose to look at things through. Like you chose to look at you pivoting and shifting your business through a positive lens, through this way didn't fail because it didn't end up being our passion project. It's just like, look, we moved towards what we really wanted to do and moved more into the light. And I think in anything in life, if you try and look at it through a positive lens and just like, this is my next step towards the light, towards living my life to the fullest, towards, you know, just good to be living well.
It's good to be living fully.
It's good to be living fully today. And that's kind of what this whole podcast is about. And I love this conversation that we've had today because there's so many things in here for a listener that's wanting to get started in this space. And Alex and I are people here that are cheerleaders for other people in this space. And there truly is room and it can really be such an amazing job and life that you can grow with an online business in this. And so many different, you know, there's always a new social media coming out and there's always a new product coming out and there's always just new ways to grow this. It's like a never ending thing. And it's so much fun. It's something I feel like we have a lot of fun doing too.
It is fun. And I think that's important that you like have fun every day at your job. We love it.
I agree. And we probably need to go have some fun downstairs with our two little screaming boys that are playing with our dads with a train set. So thanks so much, Alex, for coming on the podcast. And I'm going to put all of Alex's links below in the description.
I think Alex should start a podcast.
Maybe. Will you be on mine?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. Of course I will.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Tune in every Monday for more episodes and more inspiration on how to live your life to the fullest. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are cheering for you in 2020. Let's make this the decade where our dreams come true. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.
Thank you to Pampers Cruisers 360 for supporting this episode. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.